On the 30th of May 1926, a small group of believers came together in a hall, a rented hall in Lisburn, and constituted Lisburn Baptist Church. Today we are the legacy of that group of believers, and we have entered our 90th year, 2016. We'll celebrate our 90th anniversary on 30th of May this year. It's a Monday, so we'll be celebrating on the Sunday. A group of people came together and formed a committee to put together a series of meetings of how we could celebrate our 90th anniversary. There are a mixture of meetings from ministry to evangelical to fellowship. This evening sees the opening of our year, as we have a special service this afternoon. You can see on the PowerPoint, this afternoon we've got Pastor Tom McLaughlin, and we'll be focusing on the opening event of our year. As Peter has alluded to, next Saturday we'll see the start of a special series of prayer meetings. The committee thought that it would be nice to have 90 sessions of prayer this year. And when we totaled up our prayer meetings, our Monday night prayer meetings, our pre-service prayer meetings, we were some short, and we decided that every third Saturday from next week, we will meet for 1 hour's prayer. It's open. You can come for the hour. You can come for 20 minutes. You can come and pray and leave. And then we'll focus specifically on the events of this year that we have laid out. On the 13th of March, Pastor John Shear from Scotland will be coming, and we'll be doing a week of ministry meetings. He'll start on the Sunday, and it'll run Monday to Friday, and then he'll finish on Palm Sunday, that being the 20th of March. Pray for those meetings, friends, and invite your friends as we look to a good week of ministry meetings with John Shear. We have a church weekend on the 29th of April. I think all those who attended our social in October of last year commended that it was a great success. We'll have another one on the 29th of April this year. We'll have a special family service on the 1st of May. And then the 2nd of May, Monday being May Day, we will continue what we started last year again, our May Day outings, where the church has a chance to go out and have fun and fellowship outside of the church building. On the 15th of May of the same month, Pastor Colin Cooper will be coming to do a meeting, Hope for the Hopeless. As I'm sure many of you are aware, Colin Cooper lost his son through suicide, and he has got heavily involved in the work. So think about that, pray for that, friends, and think of those that you can invite to come to that meeting as he seeks to address those key issues that we as a society are facing today. We come to the 27th of May, the weekend, which will be our special anniversary weekend. We have arranged for a special anniversary celebration meal. This will be taking place in Grace Hall in Dollingstown, a lovely period property. We've arranged for outside caterers to come in. The venue seats a maximum of 200 people, friends, and that's it. It's 200. I can't fit any more in. Invite your family, friends that have been members in this fellowship in years past, ones who carried the flame when I wasn't here. I joined the church with my wife in 2001. But there's many ones that have left the fellowship that have served in the church before that. Remember that on the 27th, we would intend to have a night of fun, fellowship and food. We come to our 29th, which will be the special anniversary Sunday, as we celebrate 90 years the church has been in existence in the city of Lisburn. We'll have Edwin Yurt, Pastor Edwin Yurt, in the morning, and then Pastor Billy Colville, who will take the evening service. There'll be a lot of different things happening on that Sunday, so please keep that in your mind and pray for those events from now until the end of May. Other events have been a plan for the rest of the year. We still have to finalise some key details, but one that has been finalised is in November, where we're going to have a 4-Sunday mission. We have Pastor Val English coming to give teaching in the morning and a 4-Sunday evening minister or evangelical meetings through that complete month. Take that on your heart, Lord, our friends, and pray for it as we seek to reach the lost in the surrounding area that our church has been based and those in our families that are still outside of the kingdom. Later in the year, you'll get a second bookmark. We have a little bookmark put together. This takes us to May. The second half of the year will come out towards the summer. On your way out this morning, Josh McGill and John Dean will have these. Please take one, friends. There's one for everybody to put in your Bibles. You'll see the meetings, and you'll be able to pray for them in your own prayer times for the work that we have planned for this year. Thank you, friends.